All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Drunken Rants. So, we're going to be talking today about something really important that could possibly happen. So, this was basically brought to me from the developer of Future Fragments, a game that, you know, I was going to play a little more of, but, you know, things came up and I haven't been around to it. Anyway, he wrote on his server, basically there was a statement here under one section that said, in a quite lengthy fashion, he said, recently, J.D. Vance, the potential future vice president of the USA, publicly announced their intent to ban porn verbatim. If porn is banned in the USA, the entire Western adult games industry will be dead globally. That's not an exaggeration. That's true. It will kill the entire adult industry in the West. The whole gaming industry. All these great games you're seeing. Now, some devs will move, probably, because they want to continue. But Patreon won't be the big supporter because Patreon won't be able to support adult games. And I don't think Subscribestar is going to catch on as fast. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that would work. Here's why. Steam, PayPal, Itch, Patreon, Subscribestar, Pornhub, OnlyFans, Fansly, all the major funding sources for adult games and pornography are headquartered in the USA. They'll stop taking transactions for adult content the minute something like that passes into law. Meaning even if you're in another country where porn is still legal, you will only be able to get funding through local means or through Japanese sites, which in most cases won't be enough to sustain a dev team. And while the crypto market is huge, examples of crypto being used to fund adult games are almost non-existent, with a few scant examples not being enough funding to keep a games team going. For those who say it's against the First Amendment, you are correct, and that's because of obscenity laws like Miller versus California and similar ones. Problem is that J.D. Vance wants to overturn all obscenity protection laws, and he says as such in that thread, and given the recent Supreme Court ruling, there's a large number of ways they could do this. There's a reason that pre-2015, getting any sort of Western adult game off the ground was near impossible. Getting funding for adult games just wasn't something you could do in 99% of cases. Remember, Patreon's responsible for that, and even NLT admits to that in his face-to-face interview that grown-ups did. Patreon made that possible, and with it, other sites followed in allowing funding for adult games. If porn becomes illegal in the USA, we'll go right back to that state, and pretty much an entire industry will die. So even if you're not in the USA, I would urge you to quote retweet I've done, or quote the tweet I'm quoting yourself, or make a post about it, anything to spread the word, he means. All of you with Twitter accounts more than likely have followers in the USA who will then continue to spread the word and hopefully influence the public enough through your collective efforts to show that banning porn would be something a lot of people would hate to have happen. And he has another status about this on X, which I'm going to write quickly. He said, so anyone saying that it would be crazy to ban porn and Trump said he won't do Project 2025, guess what his newly chosen vice president just said he wanted to do? If you read the thread, he also wants to remove Miller versus California, gay marriage, and lots more. I spoke with Vance. When I asked his thoughts on porn and birth control and their effects on familial decline, Vance admitted that he wants to outright ban pornography. He's basically saying that the combination of porn and, you know, of this other stuff destroying families. He's basically saying porn's destroying families, which is an argument they've been using for a while now on the conservative right, or the traditional conservatives. And basically, he's saying, are preferable to forming real in-person connections, you will inevitably deter a marriage culture. And what's important to understand is that it's the relaxing of laws surrounding marriage that got us here. No fault divorce. Now, he wants to change that. So some guys might be like, yay, okay, we kind of are for that. Legalized obscenity, birth control, abortion, and gay marriage have all contributed to this calamity. He basically said, the 2021 Crisis Magazine article was headlined, The Political Path Forward, Get Married and Have Kids. Vance is a Harvard-educated venture capitalist who, after the success of Hillbilly Elegy, became a Republican politician backed and encouraged by conservative ideologue and billionaire Peter Thiel. Vance told Crisis that the only metric that should matter in American society is that our birth rate continues to go down. I think the combination of porn, abortion, have basically created a really lonely, isolated generation that isn't getting married. They're not having families, and they're actually not even totally sure how to interact with each other, he told interviewer Jessica Kramer. When asked for his thoughts on porn and birth control and effects on familial decline, Kramer wrote, Vance admitted he wants to outright ban pornography. After the interview came to light, HuffPost's Liz Skalka pointed out that the last time the GOP drafted an official platform in 2016, it declared porn a public health crisis. Let's see. And they should look over, somebody says as a response, they should look over at China and see how it's going over there with all the bans and still declining birth rate. Yeah, it's pretty fucking bad. And I agree with Midnight. Voice of Midnight. He says a certain type of power hold too much power for that to happen. So, let's hope that he's right and that I'm right. Because one good thing we have is Elon Musk. Why is Elon Musk important? Because, yes, Elon Musk supports Trump like I do. However, he also allowed pornography on his platform. He didn't see anything wrong with it. He's not going crazy over it. He's not saying it needs to be banned. He said, oh, sure, they can put that kind of stuff on my platform. I don't care. So I see a lot of titties and, other stuff, throughout the day when I go on there. And, it's no big deal. Now, what I will say is, people are pointing to porn addiction, and yeah, that can be an issue. We definitely can have people that are addicted to porn, like they're addicted to video games and cigarettes and soda pop and everything else. I've seen people buy a lot of soda pop. It's just, how people are. I can get addicted to snack foods. Snack foods are really good. You eat enough of them, you're like, oh, I gotta have more and more and more snack foods. That's just what happens. Grim doesn't want to be fat. I mean, which would be rare, because I've never been fat my entire life. But, that's why I lift the weights, and I'm constantly doing crazy work, walking all over the damn place like I do. So, at any rate, guys, it's not really good. It's not a good situation, but it might not happen. So, basically, they're doing the same thing that TFM said. TFM said a long time ago they want to ban your porn, your anime, your sex dolls, all that. You don't think this won't affect your dolls? You got another thing coming, as Rob Halford said, because it absolutely will. So you think, oh, they're going to ban porn, but I can have my sex doll. No, they're going to ban anything porn adjacent, anything sexually deviant adjacent. Remember, he called it obscenity. Dolls would be considered obscene to him. So you've got to think about that, guys. This man does not want you to have a doll. He doesn't. He wants you to have a woman and have kids. That's what he wants. If you ask J.D. Vance what he wants in Hillbilly Elegy, he wants you to have kids. He wants every man to be married and have kids, and he's going to stop the no-fault divorce and all that. He says he's going to do all that. He's going to just completely ban porn so nobody can look at porn anymore in the United States. And you know what this also does? It makes it where you send nudes to your partner. That's considered porn, right? And also, he's going to ban the anime because anything that's even remotely ecchi is going to be banned for obscenity. A lot of movies will be censored or have parts completely cut out of them. You're going to have a lot of things. All these TV shows that had sex scenes and stuff. Well, they're going to have to censor those out too. So you'll have a lot of censored content. A lot of your content that you're getting from overseas in general will be censored because they will have different laws than we will at that point. They're going to censor a lot of stuff. Album covers will be censored. Album content will be censored. Instagram will be further censored. Twitch will be further censored. There'll be a lot of stuff they won't be able to do on those platforms. You won't have OnlyFans, which some people will be like, yay! But, you know, there's a lot of, again, there's a lot of things that will happen adjacent to this, because it is a slippery slope, and we're not saying this as a fallacy, we're saying this as that's what literally happens. If you ban one thing, you ban things that are adjacent to it. You know, that's just how it works. Oh, well, that is kind of, that's obscene. Remember, he wants to ban obscenity. He also considers gay people and lesbians. We're not talking about the sandwich people that have gone, you know, crazy. We're talking about just regular old gay people, you know, wanting to get married and lesbian and stuff like that. They won't be able to do that. So, like, people that are married, they won't be able to do that anymore. And some of you are like, okay, he's going to get rid of abortion. But you know what's going to happen? These girls are just going to fucking use a damn coat hanger. And some of them will go overseas. You're going to see overseas travel like crazy. You're going to see so many girls going overseas to get rid of their babies. You're just going to see a whole different thing. You're going to see an era where women don't even want to be with men. Remember all the fucking and stuff in the 20s? Oh, no. I don't want to be with men. Fuck them. They won't let me. There's going to be that. Because this is such a hard masculine push that is still supported heavily. Remember, this is like hard patriarchy. You know how TFM talked about, what was his name? I can't remember his name. I've got his face in my head. But basically one of the warlords in Mad Max. You guys know who I'm talking about. He basically would be considered hard patriarchy, right? He has nothing but war brides and sex slaves. And basically women would have to be subservient to men in this. And that would cause feminists and all these other people to go fucking mad. They're already crazy. We've already got a mental health issue in here. So you're going to see violence. A lot of fucking violence. Like, people going nuts. Now, keep in mind that when they banned porn in other countries, the sexual abuse and assault rate went up heavily. It went up to an obscene amount because there was nothing for those guys to do. Like, they didn't, like, some people are really messed up and they don't know any better. So they just literally go and rape women. And unfortunately it happens. And you're going to have that increase. You're going to have a really big, big, big problem when you ban this thing. So it doesn't look good. It does not look good, but we do have Elon Musk, and he's got, you know, plenty of money, so he might be able to do something. I'm not sure. It depends on if he wants to fight. I'd like his response on that. I may message him on Twitter and said, you allowed it on your platform, but this man definitely wants to ban pornography. So, like, that affects you. And of course, hey, the head guy at Jast, he spoke. I don't know if he wants me to say this loud or not, but I think considering the kind of man he is, I don't think he cares as long as the point comes out. But the head man of Jast, he said, anyone who tries to interfere with my agenda, I will sue under the First Amendment, and I'll keep appealing until the founding principles of free speech are upheld. Go buy some games so I can afford to do that, he adds. He quips. But, yeah, guys, that's what we're looking at. We're totally looking at that level of craziness. Remember, I'm a libertarian. I don't really lean too much on one side. But I do understand that, you know, I know what they're doing, and I know they have good intentions. You know, they're like, God, it's all God. Like, that's the whole reasoning. God said not to do this, and God said not to do that. But we also encourage freedom of religion in this country. And I don't think it's a good idea to kind of impress those kind of beliefs on people who have, you know, different ideologies. They're pretty much going to try to ban people being gay and lesbian. Like, that's a real thing, you know? I know gay people and lesbian people, and I mean, I know some trans people, and there's going to be some some craziness go on in this country. It's going to be really, really, really bad. It's going to be like the extreme shit they were talking about. Now, for me, what happens if they do just, okay, we're banning porn? Well, first of all, I'm going to be really, really upset. And, I mean, we're going to, you know, we're going to try to fight. We're going to try to do what we can. And then after that, if we can't do anything, I'll just kill all the channels and Purity will kill hers. I mean, she'll still be able to do stuff as a censored VTuber. I guess a lot of VTubers will probably be considered obscene. Because they'll try to throw that in CP. Oh yeah, absolutely. We're even talking if it looks young. If it looks young. If it looks demure. If it's a waifu, it's gonna be in there. It's gonna be obscene. Remember, this is obscenity. This isn't about porn. This is about obscenity. What is the word he uses? I want you guys to hear that word one more time, because I want you to get this through your head. Exactly what Vance is in for. Legalized obscenity. Legalized obscenity. That's what he's saying. That's what he wants to ban. Anything he considers obscene is obscene. So there's going to be a lot of problems. There's going to be a lot of issues in the country. I don't know what they're planning to do, but yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy. And again, I stand as a free speech advocate. I believe that if somebody doesn't want to look at pornography, they shouldn't have to. They shouldn't have to, and there should be means to stop them from looking at it if they don't want to look at it, right? If somebody doesn't want to be gay or trans or lesbian or whatever, that's fine. They don't like that kind of thing, that's fine. But I believe in free speech. If people do want to do those things, they can do those things. As long as they, you know, don't... See, the problem is, you know, it was shoved down people's throats for so long that it, I don't know, that this guy feels it led to the destruction of the fucking culture. And I'm like, all right, so, you know, basically, people are going to vote at the end of the day. People are going to vote. And yes, there's a lot of trad cons out there, but... there's a lot of people out there that are SWs that might be tradcons and may not want the damn... like, look, I'm sorry. It happens. She's trad online until you see her on some site, right? Under a name or something like that. It happens a lot. And they don't want to lose that extra income. And a lot of people are going to push back. A lot of companies are going to push back. A lot of industries are going to push back. We might see big tech push back against it. There's a lot of industries. Playboy can push back. Could you imagine banning Playboy? Playboy's still a thing, guys. Penthouse still a thing. A lot of those big sites are still a thing. Like, banning people to operate their own shit in this country is an issue. It's a bannable offense. It's a suable offense. You can sue the United States government. And I think people will sue if that happens. I think there'll be a lot of cases. It's absolutely asinine what they're trying to do in this country here. This is a country that was founded on free speech. And now it's slowly becoming a dystopia. It's like, oh, we're not even going to let you look at the porn. Now, just find this woman and marry this woman. This is the only thing you get is this. That's it. And, I mean, it's crazy. They're trying to push us back into the 1950s or something. And it's like, oh, you can't buy stuff. Now, I don't think they're going to go to people's houses and arrest them for if they have it. But I think they're going to be like, if you put it on the internet, you know, like in any, look at Japan with their uncensored. If you have uncensored stuff and you're basically showing it online, you can get in trouble for that. But if you look at somebody's stuff on another country and it's uncensored, it's fine for you. You can't get in trouble for that. So it's going to be like, oh, you can have it. It's like one of those don't tell anybody you got it kind of things. But everybody's going to have that shit on their phones, on their hard drives. What are they going to do? Go through every single person in the fucking... No, they don't have the manpower for that. They have to destroy every computer in the fucking country. They'd have to destroy every computer in the country. There's no way in the world they'd pass that. I'm waiting for Asmund Gold to talk about it. I'm waiting for somebody a little larger than I am to really speak on this and the absurdity of it. Like, how in the world are you going to ban pornography in an entire country where it's been available for so many decades and pretty much started the fucking genre in a way with the 1960s, 1950s, stuff like that? We're one of the main ones that started the, you know, like, oh, we can't use the word porn star anymore because, oh, that's banned in this country now. It doesn't make any absolute sense, and anybody, you know, petitioning for it is an idiot. Like, I mean, I'd literally like to ask this guy. I hope I see him somewhere. Like, literally, I was like, are you going to go through everybody's computer in the entire country? Like, everything that everybody's bought, everybody's phone? What about if you said, it's like, this man would be barraged with so many questions. He'll feel like, Jesus Christ. He's like, it's like, are you just going to have soldiers come in and just destroy people's hard drives and everything? I mean, you're going to owe people millions of dollars because they're going to want to be paid back for what the government smashed. I don't know. It's a different country. Like, people are gonna really get upset about this kind of shit. Like, if somebody made a sex video with their wife, you know, and like, oh, I'm sorry, I've got to destroy that, you know, video, got to destroy this and that. It's really crazy, you know, what they're trying to do. It doesn't make a lot of logical fucking sense. Like, people use VPNs, too. Like, a lot of people use VPNs to overturn certain things. But they want to make us like Germany and Australia and just ban the shit outright. Not even a license, right? We don't even get a license. England, UK got a license. We don't even get a fucking license. Now, honestly, what I do think will happen, and this is my personal opinion, so, like, don't be cheering. And you won't cheer for this anyway, because even if it is the best case scenario, it's also not a great scenario. I don't think they're going to ban it all outright, but I think they're going to restrict it. And what I mean by restrict, I mean you're going to have to get an ID card. And yes, I know ID cards can be hacked and everything else, and it has happened in the past, but you're going to have to get an ID card to access any kind of adult material, and you're going to have that card registered into a cloud system, basically like you would for anything. Like, you'd have to verify ID and all that, and once your ID is verified in the system, you'll be able to go buy products. Now, that's going to kill a lot of business, because people won't want to do that. And again, if it's banned and Patreon can't, goodbye AVNs, they're all dead. Like, the whole fucking scene is pretty much dead because, again, there was nobody to do it. I mean, Patreon was the one giving people money. Without Patreon, if they say no, it's gone. I hope you enjoyed The Treasure of Narnia and the Genesis Order, because you're not going to get Rise of the Serpent. All right, because you know why that you're not going to get that game? Because NLT is American. Yeah, he's American. And he's really upset. And he thought things were going to change in this country. And now I'm kind of worried, and I bet he is too. Again, it was a dev that posted this. The dev of Future Fragments. This is a big fucking deal when the devs are starting to worry about it. Some people said, oh, it's crazy. They'll never do it. They'll never. But never say never. Never say never. Some people will be like, oh, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal. Something will happen. And they get to the cope mode where they're like, oh, no, it won't happen. It won't happen. It won't happen. Until finally there's yay and nay. And they're like, oh, shit, they just banned it in this country. So I don't know what happens. I don't know if they tell everybody to delete all their shit. I don't know. Like, people are going to ask for money. People are going to be like, okay, so I paid money for this, and you're going to get people really angry asking for fucking, like, reimbursed from the government. Like, it's going to be a mess. People are like, hey, I paid, you know, hundreds of dollars. I want my money. And some of these companies will have to give people their money. In the United States, there'll be a refund process where you basically take every game that they know you've bought, and you basically give it to them, and they'll give you every single dollar you ever spent. And that That's heartbreaking because it destroys the company. But that's probably what they're going to do. And I don't know how many companies will do this. They'd probably do it for all the United States. But they'll be like, if you've bought an adult game within so-and-so, then please, you know, let us know what you've bought. And they give us the order information. We will look you up and we will refund you for every purchase you've made since that time. And some people are going to get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars back. I might get $1,000-something back for some games I've bought over the years, right? I mean, it's just, you know, we've got to think about this logically. We've got to think about this as if it could happen and how to prepare for it if it does happen. Because, you know, we've got Vance here being the VP and very serious about that. Again, the Heritage Foundation said he was really going to stand for Project 2025. He was their man. He's the man that wants to do all this. So you're going to have a lot of fighting. It's going to be a lot of craziness. You're going to see sex workers coming out. Oh, it's going to be historical. You're going to see sex workers coming out. You're banning my body. Oh, yeah, you wait. Dude, you're going to have sex workers nude going up to police officers fucking literally. Like, I mean, and you can't. If you shoot them in the head, you're going to have the entire world looking. Like, oh my God, what the hell has the United States become? And that's going to be the goal for people to leave. Because if they come up there and these... Because you know these girls are going to do it. They're going to be like, oh, they're banning my body. They're banning my body. Look, officer, look, you know, and they're going to be dancing around. It's going to be a crazy thing because I swear to God they'll do it. You'll have nude women like, my body's offensive. Is my body offensive to you that I can't make money off my body? Like, it's going to be hell. You have no idea what in the world this is going to be like. Because you've already got way too much sexual freedom as it is in this country. So these women are like, oh, no, it's not going to happen like that. So, yeah, they're going to take to the streets. It's going to be the craziest shit anybody's ever seen. It's going to be like the slut walk from hell. They're really going to, you know, push this stuff. It's going to be crazier than it was in 2016. It's going to be 10 times crazier than it was in 2016. You're going to see a real... I mean, I might be closer to the left because they might be the saner party at this point. And only because they're not trying to ban everything. I mean, they were banning everything when they had their thing, but now they're like, oh, well, we got to ban all that stuff. It's like, the weird thing in this country is we're so fucking divided that everybody wants to ban everybody's thing. It's like, okay, when we're in office, we'll ban all this. Okay, when we're in office, we'll ban all this. And it's absolutely fucking ridiculous, but we've been doing it for a long time as a country. So it'd be 4 years, and then they would probably try to bring it back, and I don't know. I literally do not know how this would work out. I think it'll just be restricted to an ID, and everybody will get these little IDs, and that's going to be how it'll work. It's like, oh, do you want to view porn? Yes. It's like, okay, well, here's your ID. You can buy porn and all this other stuff, and that's pretty much how it's going to work. It'll probably just be a restricted ID, because, you know, he's like, oh, I want to ban porn, but you can't. Like, there's way too many... you know, precedents, and there's going to be a lot of issues, and I don't know, it's going to be rough. It's going to be really rough. You're going to have people, stars, and everybody standing up. You're going to have all just craziest fucking court cases we've ever seen in the history of this country, and protests like you've never seen before in your life. This will be a historical moment. It'll be crazy if this stuff starts happening, like right during the trial. Oh, yeah, we'll definitely be focused on the trial if that happens. We'll definitely focus on the trial because there'll be trials. There's going to be so many trials. There's going to be, you know, industry versus so-and-so. They have no idea. And they're preparing. I'm sure they're preparing because they know there's going to be trials. So, I don't know. It's just... it's a mess. It's a real fucking mess. And you know, I had some other stuff to talk about, but it's not nearly as important now that we have J.D. Vance literally admitting that's what he wants to do. Like, oh, yep, that's the thing. That's what I'm gonna do. It's like, oh, okay. And people are like, well, will Trump vote on that? And it's like, oh, well, after what Stormy Daniels did, he might be more, more likely to sign that. But again, it depends on votes. It depends on votes. We'll see what people say. It really depends on, who you get and what their values are. So I have no idea what's going to happen. But if they ban all the damn porn, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be like when they banned all the alcohol. And maybe that'll go next. They'll ban all the alcohol. They're like, no, not alcohol again. Yeah, they might do that. Who knows? These, they want everything to go back to Jesus or whatever. And like, ban the heavy metal, ban Satan and all that other, you know what I'm talking about. Not like the real, evil shit, but you gotta ban that. That'd be absolutely crazy. They'll be banned speaking out against it. It'll be the craziest shit. Like, you'll want to be on the left because there's gonna be so much shit that's gonna be like it was back in the 1990s. Like, I should tell you the story of the 1990s. Should Grandpa Grimm tell you young whippersnappers what the 90s was like? The 90s was a very conservative time in America. It was very hard to get anything adult, and even the slightest boob was seen as an amazing thing back in the day because, it just wasn't often that you'd see things like that. Everything was very wholesome, though. We will say there was a lot of very wholesome content. And there was some great stuff, but at the same time, you had a lot of religion being the oppressor. Death metal and black metal, a lot of that started because of religion. And I'm not saying that these guys were just, like, really believing in Satan. They picked the bad guy. You know, it's one of those things where, okay, this is the thing I don't like. They're infringing on my freedom of speech as a human being. And I don't believe their bullshit if it infringes on me as a human being, and what I can do with my life on this planet. So I'm going to pick the bad guy. I'm going to sing songs about the bad guy. I'm going to do everything with the bad guy because I want them to know how much I don't like how they're doing this. I want to defame the good guy. I want to make the good guy look horrible. I want to make, again, it was all about because I don't like the church. And Gore did it best. Gore, they did it without, Satan. They did it more like just really showing how crazy the church was. I highly recommend you go to YouTube and look at some of those old Gore. They're really low budget, guys. But they'll kind of show you what they were going for with, the America Must Be Destroyed record. Which a lot of that was a bit against the overly conservative Christianity at the time. And maybe Gore will go back into that. I don't even know. You're going to see a lot of bands trying to be obscene. You're going to see some really crazy obscene stuff. Marilyn Manson was at his peak during that time. Because again, he was obscene. He was devil. He was Satan. But you know what he really was? He was David fucking Bowie. David Bowie was all about that kind of thing. He wasn't as aggressive as Marilyn Manson. But Marilyn Manson clearly was inspired by David Bowie. And if you listen to David Bowie's work, you hear a lot of Bowie on... you hear a lot of what Manson was kind of influenced by, especially like Bowie during the 90s. He wrote a song called I'm Afraid of Americans. If you haven't heard that one, listen to it. Because, again, it was freaking him out a little bit. And this is when we're talking about true progressivism. We're not talking about the hardcore everybody needs. No, that was just saying, hey, we have the freedom of choice. And freedom of choice is something I'm always going to stand by. However, freedom of choice, forcing somebody is different. Like, I wouldn't force anybody to look at porn. Never. Never, 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 never. You always have the choice of whether or not to watch one of my videos. You always have the choice whether or not to see something. By the way, there was something in my server that had come across to me maybe a year or so ago, where people were like, hey, there's some things popping up on your server where you're tagging everyone, and it's got some lewd images. And I said, oh, okay, that's fine. So, I got a little upset, because I'm trying to promote my channel, and why are you my server? And then I was like, okay, so let me just kind of get this straight and work this out. I can still post updates to my server, but I don't need to tag everybody because if people are interested, they'll come in. Like, they'll go into that section and then they'll see, you know, what we're doing. But that means they won't pop up on their phone and distract them or get them in trouble or anything like that. And, you know, so far it's been very cool. Nobody has really said anything since then. So I've managed to fix that problem. But, again, I didn't want to show people that stuff. Again, I thought because they were in my server that, all right, so you guys know what we're about. But that's not always the case, you know. So, that's why I wanted to clarify that. I don't want to show anybody pornography if they don't want to see it. Okay, that's just how it goes. Not everybody is into adult entertainment, and that's fine. Like, I talked to a guy, he said, well, the only person I'm interested in is the missus. And I said, well, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. And he was on the left wing. He was on the lefter side of things. Remember, Europe, I was actually informed. It's, now, listen, Grimm. Now, here in Europe, we're very more on the left side of things. So if you're going to talk, again, when I was talking about, you know, maybe the women around here and things aren't, you know, perfect, they took that as a very right-wing argument. They said that was not fair, that wasn't respecting women properly. Remember, this is Europe. This is not the United States. This is not, you know, other countries. And they said, this is very right-wing. This sounds very Tate. And I was like, you know, again, they see Tate as the bad guy of the right-wing and anything like that. Any kind of criticisms towards women are seen in parts of Europe as Tate. You know, he's a very bad boogeyman for other parts of the world. So anything, any kind of red pill, even early criticisms. Let's not even go red pill. Let's go, what is his name? Oh, damn it. I forgot his name. He died. So he was a black guy. He died. He said, he did that bit where he said, you know, women are nothing but holes or something like that. They have nothing to offer but holes. Patrice O'Neill. Remember, that wasn't necessarily red pill. That was more pre-red pill, right? So, something like that. Even a regular argument like that. I mean, even though I wouldn't use the holes, that's a little, you know, that'd be a little rough. But just a regular criticism of how, you know, women are behaving and acting and changing. That was looked as very right-wing. And it was looked as very, they didn't like that. Because I used that in a European server, right? And they didn't like that. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, let's kind of keep in mind that the people that are here and, you know, their differences and beliefs and the ways that they were grown up. And I've even heard in Europe that wife swapping is common, where they would basically have, oh, you wanna sleep with my wife, you know, and a lot of people are like, well, isn't that cuckolding in this country? And it's like, yeah, well, yeah, but sometimes in those countries like that, they really don't mind it so much. Again, there are several countries that have said, and I quote, they've said, I don't understand what it is with Americans and nudity. It's really bizarre because we don't mind it so much that people are nude and that people have sex with other, you know, partners and stuff like that. Like, it's a little different in those countries. And we're very Puritan to them. So what we may see as very far left and crazy might not be so crazy to them. Although, I will admit, I have seen some people that are a little upset about the DEI and some things that have changed a little bit for the weirder. You know, you got to understand, from the European left side, and we're not talking United States or Western left. This is Europe. This is Europe. Something like what they've been doing with the DEI is kind of getting upsetting to them. Because, you know, they grew up, a lot of these guys in this server and women, they've grown up with these kinds of things. And they're like, well, why change that? What was wrong with this? Why is this person this color? And they're like, okay, I understand that this person is this, but why does this have to be this? And why does that have to be that? And why is this changed? You know, it's just a little bit of a bizarre look from some of these Europeans. And, you know, that kind of thing, it perplexes them. And they're like, okay, what is America doing? A lot of people are very confused right now in other parts of the world. America's confusing so many people, and they really don't know what to think about us. Why do you think so many people are interested in American politics? There's other countries that have politics of their own, but when it comes to America, everybody's concerned about our politics, about our president, about everything, because we have just become such a strange little country. And it's scaring people a little bit. It's worrying people a little bit, and it's entertaining people quite a lot. And I mean, from other parts of the world, it is really, really, really changing into something that people have just never seen before. And it's scary to them. So that's coming from a European perspective, you know. They don't get it. They don't understand what's going on. I mean, all the big game companies that we have here, all the big adult companies that we have here, they're just going to change this and throw this away and get rid of that, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. Elon Musk, he's moving his headquarters to Houston, Texas, you know, so I don't know if that means he's like, well, according to the federal government, I've got to ban pornography off my platform. That's going to be really interesting. Again, it's going to hurt a lot of these. And again, I don't know. I don't know what happens. Does Becky go back to fast food? What happens next? Like, all these girls that were OnlyFans, are they going to be begging for husbands now? Is that literally what happens? Oh, you're kind of cute. I didn't realize how attractive you were, and you're so tall, and you've got, you know, nice muscles and all that. Like, would you be interested in a date? Like, it'd be never before seen. Only because they don't have the money from all those simps, like Bad Barbie that made $57 million. And I was going to talk about that. That was actually the main point before the Vance thing. But the only thing I'm going to say about that is one of the issues with the Bad Barbie situation. First of all, a lot of people were waiting for her to turn that age. And not only that, but there's a lot of old farts out there. Remember, we found that most of OnlyFans subscribers are in marriages. Well, I think what they're forgetting to talk about is that some of those are in old, dead marriages. Like, they've been married for many, 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 many years. Things may not work. They may not be interested in their partners anymore. It's just grandpa and grandma, right? And grandpa, he can't really get it up anymore, but he can sure look at Bad Barbie if he wants to, right? And what's he got? Nothing but money. You know, grandpa, he had money with his business when money was good. He had a business, or he did well in his position, and he made money, and he saved up, and he retired well. So he's got all kinds of money, and he's got nothing but money, because he sure doesn't have that much time left. So what does he do? He goes to look at Bad Barbie, and he gives her all kinds of money. And then another grandpa, all these older men, they've got nothing but money. Some guys, they have no partners, you know, and they're older men. I guess you can call them MGTOW if you want, but sometimes the partner dies, or maybe they just decided they were not going to do that. Maybe they're very rich men, and, you know, they got out of their days of hiring a working girl, or maybe they can't hire a working girl anymore because, you know, they've changed and they can't hide it anymore like you used to be able to. I mean, they're still escorting and stuff, but it's very, you know, dangerous. You don't want to be an old person in prison. So basically, what they've done is they've basically gone in and they've spent all this money on these virtual girls. And that's what they're going to continue to do. And Bad Barbie tended to be a very popular one. There's probably some younger folks on that one in particular. A lot of the younger women tend to do better, and that's because, like the Japanese prostitute said on Mishida's latest video, one of his latest videos, where it said, Japanese prostitutes want you to know some things. Look at that on YouTube if you want. But basically, the girls said that there will be several guys that will come in, much older, middle-aged men, and they will say, oh, you look like my daughter. You're 3 years younger than my daughter. You look like you could be. And they said, oh, they get this all the time from older men. We constantly get this. And it's because they get a lot of older men. And some of them, they just want to talk. And they said sometimes they'll hire them for 6 hours, and there's only so much you can do after sex. Remember, they can't do penetration in Japanese brothels. It's one thing you cannot do. Even with escorting, you cannot do that. But you can have several other services. You can give you a blowjob, everything else. But you can't do the penetration. That's illegal. So, basically, you know, this is a thing that happens. The older men, much older men, will go for these young women. And they'll give them money. Because they might not be able to get it up anymore. They might be using Viagra. There might be some men that gave them the money and died. It happens. Because the old woman, you know, I mean, what happens when women get older? Some of them age like milk. Not all of them look that great when they're older. I've got to be honest with you. How many old ladies have you been like, oh, I'll bang her. I'll bang this old lady. I'll bang this old... No, it doesn't happen, does it? I mean, some guys like older women, but do you like older women? Like, you know, I'm not talking about 40s. It's more like 80s. Like, is grandma, you know, is she doing it for you? You know, 50s, I can see some cougars, you know. But 80? 90? Some women can live awful long. I mean, I'm just going to say, is that... And yes, I know that there are studies that old people do bang. They do have sex. And... But there's a lot of cases where they don't. And the old man would rather look at Bad Barbie, or he'd rather look at some other girl on OnlyFans that's fairly cute and reminds him of his daughter, which might be a little creepy, but I don't know. It just kind of shows you where a lot of men's heads are, right? But, yeah. I suppose those old men will have heart attacks. Oh, no, they found the porn! My heart can't take it. Oh. So, I don't know. It's a weird fucking situation, guys. It's just so bizarre that we're even talking about this. But it is something that I said could happen. Remember when I made that video a long time ago about the government trying to ban the hentai or whatever, and I said to just destroy all your hard drives with an axe or something. And I asked Raging Golden Eagle about it. Raging Golden Eagle said, it won't be a problem. I don't know. I'd like to talk about... I'd like to talk to Raging Golden Eagle about that now. Perhaps I'll try to get in touch with him. Hey, Rage, what do you think about this? You think Vance is going to do it? You think he's going to pull the button? He's like, he better not. Well, I don't know. They're going to try to do this thingy and overturn this fucking case. And we're going to have some real big problems. You know, they already overturned Roe v. Wade. So they might try to overturn this fucking case. Make porn obscene again. And then you got obscenity. Oh, we can throw everything we want in porn now. Hell, books would be banned. And I'm not even talking about the crazy ones. Hell, you won't be able to look at comics. There's comics I won't be able to show you. Remember all the Sunstone and all that stuff? Lord, can't look at that. Man, there's even nudes. Nudes, and I'm talking about not even nudes as like somebody sending you nudes. I'm talking about nude art. Nude art in general. Can't look at it. Sorry, it's pornography. Oh, it's going to be a fucking shit show. If this fucking goes through, guys, it's going to be an absolute fucking shit show. Crazy that we're even talking about this. People are already depressed. Give them something to make them even more depressed, right? Oh, we're going to ban your porn because we want you to have families. And they'll be like, oh, why aren't they having families? And why did rape go up like 100 million? Because there's a lot of fucking crazy guys out there with they're mentally fucked, right? And they're going to be like, oh, I don't have porn. Like, okay, so let me tell you something about this. A lot of guys, when they went on NoFap, they realized they had a lot more sexual energy and pent up. They wanted to go fuck women because they have no other way to release that shit, right? So you're going to have people with unhealthy urges. And both men and women. And they're like, oh, well, they'll want to fucking have families. Well, what you're going to do is you're going to create a lot of resentful fucking people. So here's what they're going to do. If this succeeds, you're going to have resentful people. We got married, because we both wanted to fuck and we couldn't look at porn. We had no, like, they're going to ban sex toys. We couldn't do the sex toy thing anymore, all that kind of stuff. We were only allowed to, you know, do that. We had to fuck each other. And we had kids, and we can't have abortion, so, you know, just have all these kids, and no way to take care of them, because, you know, they're not making the money, but they want to keep having sex, and I don't know, it's gonna really be fucking crazy. You're gonna, again, these people are gonna resent each other, because they can't necessarily divorce. If they try to change the way that marriage works, and they try to make it where it's harder to divorce and all that stuff, it's going to be really fucking crazy. It's going to be the craziest shit. There's somebody I wish I could talk to about this, but she's depressed already. So, and I'm not talking about Empress. We'll talk all about this with Empress. She'll be overjoyed. I think, oh, they're banning porn. I guess they'll, no. It's not, I don't think it's going to be like that. I don't have no idea. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe DMs will blow up for everybody. Like, you know what? DMs for women are gonna blow up immensely. And you think these guys were crazy now? Wait till you see what happens when they don't have porn to look at. Oh my God. Bless America. It's gonna be crazy. I'll totally fuck you. Like, I really, really gotta fuck, gotta get some, gotta go bust a nut, I gotta get some, it's gonna be crazy. But they won't ban masturbation, but some of these guys, I don't know, they might even try to push against masturbation, because they were trying to do that, where they're like, oh no, don't do that, you know, I mean, they're really trying to push this into a full Christian nation. It's gonna be an absolute fucking bloodbath, and then after that, and again, I'm not saying bloodbath is in the, oh, it's a horrible term, you're going to kill. No, that's not exactly what's being said. It's going to be an absolute fucking nightmare. Like, when Trump said that term, bloodbath, he was saying, like, in wrestling. You know, Trump had a lot to do with wrestling. A lot of people don't understand. It's going to be a real bloodbath. It's going to be a real slobber knocker. Remember that? What if Trump said, it's going to be a real slobber knocker? Boy, that would have been one for the fucking books. When I go out there, it's going to be a real slobber knocker. It's going to be like, what? What does he mean by a slobber knocker? It's like, no, you got to go look up wrestling. Like, you know, it's going to be chaos. It'll be bedlam. It won't necessarily be like an actual bloodbath. It's like people actually, you know, attacking people and stuff like that. That's ridiculous. I mean, I hope not. That'd be awful if it was. Because I really don't want people to get to that level. But sexual frustration really does fuck with people. And there's studies on that, too. There's some really bad studies about how not giving people a release makes them do really fucked up and horrible things, right? And they've often used that. Now, the left is saying they've often used that to the black community. Now, I don't know if it'll be like the white folks now, because, I don't know, maybe white folks look at porn more. I don't think so. I think it'll just be, again, it's going to be, they're going to try to stop, like, what they call white racism? Like, that's a thing? So there's going to be some crazy shit going on in this country. Like, just real crazy. I don't see how any of this is going to work. I think it's just going to be a mess. I think it's going to be riots and fights and craziness. Maybe it will be a quote-unquote bloodbath, but I don't know what to do about it, man. I'm just a working man. I go to work every day, I do my job, I come home, I play games. I'll see it on TV, I'll see it on the internet. Like, man, they really fucking went bad over this shit. Like, I mean, if my channel's all canceled and closed and dead and all that, I'm like, okay, fine. It was fun while it lasted. We had our fun. We enjoyed the time we spent with all those games, and I mean, I'm just gonna do my thing. Like, just fade into obscurity. It's just what happens, you know? Nobody can predict what happens. It could be banned. It might not. I mean, it might be a while still. I mean, it takes a while to get rid of to do these things. It's not just like, snap a finger, it's gone. No, it takes time. It takes legislation. It takes laws to be set when they have this bill, when they have this porn ban bill. like, to actually explain how all this is going to work. And again, it's going to cause some crap. You're going to have people fight over this shit. And it's gonna be nuts, man. I'll just be watching from the sidelines, like, Graham, aren't you gonna do anything? It's like, I'm old. Like, what do you fucking want me to do? Go out there and, like, no. I'm sorry. It's like, the only thing I can do is speak out against it and make sure that people know and devs know. And, you know, you people that like this content know that, yeah, it could come to an end. Like, and to talk to people that can make a difference. If it ever comes to this, again, there's even no guarantee that Trump will be elected. Now, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, he'll be elected for sure because of that stuff. I mean, yeah, maybe. But they're talking about replacing Biden with Michelle Obama, which might actually hit some demographics, specifically one in particular. And I don't know, and I don't say black community, I said probably a lot of black women would vote for her, right? I just more or less think that would happen, right? Because that's kind of what people do sometimes. Like, if she's me, or he's, oh, wow, he's look, he's really me. Or, look, she's really me. Like, that kind of thing. So, it could happen. We don't know. We really don't know. But I will say that, like, I'm not prepared for any of this. It's coming in way too fast. It's not November yet. So we still got a lot of time to spend. And, of course, we've got all of October. So we'll get the crazy stuff in October. But then in November, it comes the elections. So it's our wholesome month, which is weird because that was not planned to be during the election. It just happened to be wholesome month in November because we have the dark month in October, so we have the wholesome month in November, and then we prepare for the holiday month. So I don't know. I mean, we'll probably still get a year at least. Yeah, I mean, assuming that goes through. Because, again, it probably wouldn't even start being drafted until 2025. They still give us a 2024 before they do anything in 2025. So we're looking at January to December of 2025, if anything happens. So basically what I can tell you guys, and I'll be honest, this is, remember that video I made when I said, go get everything you fucking can? Yeah, go get everything you fucking can, okay? If you're going to buy something and you were holding off on it, go buy it and support that dev, support that publisher, support that localizer, your regular stuff, whatever you do. Also, I mean, if you're going to go to F95 and you don't have the money and you don't want to lose it, you might want to go. There's probably a lot of people in F9. It's probably be like a fucking, it'll be like the gym in January. That's basically what it'll be like. The gym in January. It'll be like Walmart during the holiday season and the gym in January. That's what F95 is going to look like. So many Americans are going to come over just trying to get everything they fucking can. Because they know that it's going to just be fully banned. And if it does happen, again, we won't show anything. Am I still going to have a channel? Yeah, but nobody's probably much going to watch it. Like, what do I have left after that? Well, alright, so what does this mean for the channel? Think about it. Alright, say they ban porn in 2025. What does Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy do? So, we'll become Grimm's Dungeon of Rants again. And we'll do comics. We'll do Grimm's Dungeon of Comics again. We'll be comics. And then we'll do rants. We'll still have the rant show. Not rants. He'll be banned. But we'll do rants. And I'll be ranting about things as normal. And we'll also be doing our television shows again. We'll be able to do certain ones, obviously. Certain things might be banned. So I don't know if we could do Married with Children. Because there might be some lewdy bits. And we might not be able to cover those. I don't know. But there's like the Mario and, stuff like that we could do. We couldn't do the Man Show, which we couldn't do anyway. We were going to try to do the Man Show, but I don't think we'll be able to do that. Also, there's going to be some... I don't know, it'll be different. Like, we could probably do some of the Korean games, as long as it's not any nudity or lewd, like, really lewd stuff. We could probably do that. We could just play it on Edge. We'd have to really look at what kind of things are allowed. And, again, if it's as bad as Rumble, where you can't show bikinis, then, yeah, we probably won't be able to do much of anything. But, you know, even comics like Fathom. Fathom, she kind of wears bikinis. Remember when they told her she needed to wear a parka in the comic book we did? Yeah, it'd be like that. It's like, why would I wear a parka or not a parka, but a sweater? They said she needed to wear a sweater. She's like, I'm going underwater. Why would I need a sweater? What is that for? So, that's pretty much what the situation would look like. We couldn't do Vampy. We couldn't do Red Sonja. We couldn't do, like, any scantily clad, hot, kick-ass female. We couldn't do. Because, I mean, so what do we got left? Horror comics? I mean, as long as they're not too lewd, right? We could do some old horror comics. We could maybe do some Spawn comics, as long as they're not too lewd. I've seen some lewd images in those books. That might be too much. Definitely can't do The Boys. That's out of the question. In fact, all the other Boys videos would be deleted by YouTube. So, we couldn't do... Let's see. I'm trying to think of what else we really couldn't do. Tank Girl. Tank Girl, she's... Is she dressed? Let me Google Tank Girl real quick, guys. Since I'm here, let's do that real fast. Let's Google... Let's get a look at Tank Girl real fast. Just give me a second. Yeah, we're still on Valve. Tank Girl comic. So let's look at her real quick. Oh no. I mean, look at that one. We can't cover that. That's definitely going to be obscenity, right? That would be okay. That'd be okay if it didn't have... But look at that. Uh-uh. She's... that would be too much. I mean, she's even got a cross. Maybe... What if she's got crosses? Would that be okay? But she's got crosses, Mr. Vance. Surely she believes in Jesus. She'll repent. She'll repent for her sins, you know. We all have bad days, but, you know, Jesus died for all of our sins and, you know, understands that we are sinners and we will sin. So, you know, she'll repent for those giant rocket-shaped brassiere there, right? And that one as well. I mean, surely she understands, you know, she's got the cross and... And I guess we could maybe get by with some of that, very little, you know. And then, of course, we've got to look at old Vampirella. I mean, no, we couldn't do anything. I couldn't show you a thumbnail. My God, it'd be obscenity's banned in your country. You know, it wouldn't work, would it? Lady Death. All of you guys love Lady Death, right? But I don't think we can do Lady Death. Oh, God, no. Look at her. Look at those girls. My God. They'd call that obscenity to the start. And she's in hell, right? They're going to try to bring the whole satanic panic back. Lady Death, look at that. Oh, look at those. Man, that's real nice. Conan, look at that woman there. Sorry, Conan. You're okay, I guess, but she can't be shown. Lord, she might elicit lewd thoughts in young ones. We can't have that. My God forbid some teenage males or something get lewd. Oh no, it's evil. I should find a nice wife and... This doesn't make any sense. This is stupid. It doesn't make any sense at all. I don't get it. Of course, we look at old Red Sonja. Whoops. Oh, well, hold on. Maybe she'll get by with that. Well, I mean, no. I mean, there's Brigitte Nielsen. I mean, maybe. Are we going to go down to the ankles? New York Comic Con, you can't show that. I mean, maybe that's okay. The one based on the movie, that might be all right. Ooh, that's a little lewd. I don't think they'd like that one. And that's her originally. She-Devil with a sword. Well, I don't... Ooh, good Lord, couldn't do that. That looks nice, though, I must say. Oh, look, gotta get rid of the lewd thoughts. You know, Satan, he's knocking on the door. You hear him? He's gonna start knocking. He's gotta stop it. Don't want Satan knocking on the door. He's not a good fella. Gotta keep it pure and nice. You know, gotta prepare myself. So I don't know, man. This is what we're looking at, guys. It's like, so Grim, you can't really even do comics either, can you? Well, we can do. I mean, I have stuff, but it's not gonna be, you know, what we have been doing, and it may not be that interesting, but we can do comics. I mean, anybody interested in maybe Flash Gordon or the Lone Ranger? Don't think I can do Evil Dead because there might be some bras or something in there. God forbid there's any Flash Gordon women dressed a certain way. That might not work. Or Lone Ranger, maybe they have an Indian woman or something and she's wearing a little less than she needs to be. I couldn't do that one then, could I? What about game characters? What do we do with all these game characters? What about all the games we have? Do we have to get rid of every single game where we have a scantily clad character? My God. Could you imagine Steam? American, I mean, this is America. Like, again, Steam is American-based. If you got rid of all that, like, China doesn't get it. Japan doesn't. They have to open up their own fucking platforms and would kill Steam. They would have to. Because Europe, they're like, we can't buy that. It's an American company. We can't even sell you that here. Like, we can't sell you this in our country. There's going to be so many fucking different Steam alternatives. Like, you have no idea. A bikini would be too much. It's going to be crazy. We can't have that character. The Witcher! You can't have the Witcher games. There's some scenes in those. Cyberpunk, there's some scenes in those. Imagine going to jail for Cyberpunk or The Witcher. Very popular games. In Grand Theft Auto. Skyrim mods. The Fallout. Remember the Fallout where they increase the size of her boobs? That's lewd. You can't do that. You can't do that. It's obscenity. You guys really understand what obscenity is. Obscenity is anything that it goes against the hardcore beliefs of the evangelical Christian church. That's what this is. This is an evangelical Christian church-based thinking. Okay? Man's a diehard conservative. He's diehard religious. He's not going to allow this kind of thing. Remember, his fucking book is Hillbilly Elegy. Hillbilly Elegy. So think about it. You know? Hell, you might be able to marry your cousin again. You know, just think. Maybe we'll get that again, right? You can. Oh, well, yeah, can't do the porn, but you can marry your cousin, your sister. It'll work. It's okay for that. Exactly, right? What are they going to do? Get rid of all the sexy songs and stuff? Oh, nope, sorry, can't wear that no more. Oh, nope, can't look like this no more. Oh, no, everybody will be, good Lord, it'll be the 1950s again. Oh, Lord, I saw a knee. It's a knee. Oh, good Lord, it's a little bit of a knee. Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I saw elbows. Elbows? Man, I haven't seen a breast in 15 years. Yep, it's been like that. These women don't want nothing to do with us. Can't even find a man to churn butter anymore. Gotta do it myself. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And be like Weird Al's Amish Paradise. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. It's pretty much what he wants to turn us into. An Amish paradise. So, yeah. Absolutely ridiculous. But, yeah. So, I mean, that's what we're looking at, guys. It's an Amish paradise in America. It's like, what are they going to call us? The United Christian States of America? I mean, it's going to be pretty crazy. I think a lot of people are going to jump back against this, and we're going to see the craziest art we've ever seen in the history of this country. It's going to be nuts. People are going to go over the top. Freaking records about Satan are going to go through the roof. Yeah, that Satan guy. They're going to, like, seriously. It used to be, oh, Satan's boring. We don't care about him no more. Oh, no. We got to go back. We got to scare these Christians again. Like, and again, like, I know there's people that are Christian that watch this show. And I got nothing against the G guy myself. You know, Jesus, God, all that kind of stuff. But again, the reason why people rebelled so hard against this is because they were basically telling people what to do with their life. There's so many bands, so many songs where they're like, you know, I don't want to do this. You know, this isn't my thing. Even Fear Factory. Fear Factory had a lot of songs back in the day. Big God Rape Souls. Like, there's some really crazy songs. Messiah! You know, stuff like that. They were singing a lot of stuff about this before they went more into a robot thing. But even then, they're still singing about that kind of thing. They're still I don't know if that new record's going to be kind of like that. Because, obviously, this is something a lot of bands are thinking about and looking at. And there's going to be so many songs on this left wing that are going to be crazy. And I'm not even talking about the far left. The far left is going to be virulent. But the left, the regular old progressive left, they're going in the center. My God, it's going to be nuts. War might make really good music now. Remember, they didn't really have, I'm not saying I hated the last record, but it didn't feel like there was any punch to it. But now they've got something that's really a punch. So they're like, okay, now we really got something to rebel against. Now, keep in mind, Mike Bishop's old. And a lot of those guys are old. You know, Slipknot. Slipknot was very much against that kind of stuff when they, you know, started out with their songs. You know, Heretic Anthem. DP doesn't like that song at all because, you know, it's 666. But the whole idea of even that was saying, look, you know, we're rejecting this kind of stuff because we don't want this in our lives. We don't want somebody telling us what to do. And again, that doesn't mean that, you know, people like, oh yeah, we don't want people to believe that kind of stuff. But, like, people should have the right to believe whatever they want to believe and whatever works for them. You know, that's what I feel. And if they're like, oh, well, we're not going to let you do this, and this, and you can't do that, you can't do this, and you have to believe in this and that, that's just as bad as the hardcore left, where they were like, oh, but you have to, you know, accept this and that, and this and that, and that, and this, and believe this and believe that, and you can't be this and can't be that. Look, I've already seen the hardcore trads. If they want to really turn this country into hardcore trad land, it's not going to be fun. Like, it's not going to be very fun for a lot of people. It's going to have a lot of cool stuff that's not going to be cool anymore. Like, they're not going to be able to... It's not going to be what we had in the 90s, guys. It's not coming back. The 80s and 90s are not coming back. So even trying to bring them back is not going to happen. Now, some people are saying, well, yeah, they're getting rid of DEI. No, they're not. Bridge is still a thing. And, you know, Google Bridge, if you don't know what Bridge is, B-R-I-D, and of course, Bridge, diversity or something. Like, you don't just type in Bridge, you'll find a fucking bridge. And you know what? Let me do this. Let old Grim, handle this before you guys end up, looking at a bridge. Because obviously, I mean, some nice bridges, but that's not what we were looking for. No. Bridge. Benchmarking Race, Inclusion, and Diversity in Global Engagement. Yep, chief executives are evenly split between men and women. Oh, there we go. Benchmarking Race, Inclusion, and Diversity in Global Engagement. DEI is now Bridge, guys. So, what is Bridge? It stands for Benchmarking Race, Inclusion, and Diversity in Global Engagement. Bridge is an institutional survey that explores diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility DEIA metrics. See, they added some letters. Well, they added the A. Accessibility. Oh, does that mean they'll make it cheats? Look. All right. God mode in every game. Just fuck it. You know what? That'll help me get through my fucking backlog. We have now allowed God mode in every single game. Go through Dark Souls. You're never getting another game from FromSoftware again. You fucking American pussies. I can see that happening. I could see that happening. Literally. You guys know I could see that happening. Structures and practices at the organizational level across U.S. registered organizations in the international development and humanitarian sector. Bridge has become a social movement of organizations dedicated to using evidence to advance DEI goals within their organizations and at the sectoral level. The data from Bridge serves as a tool for our community to ground truth organizational practices with evidence and serves as a call to action to advance equity and inclusion in the sector. Why was it developed? Because George Floyd died. Literally. For many organizations in the United States, attention to DEI increased exponentially after the murder of George Floyd. I mean, do I need to read anything else? No. George Floyd died and all this shit happened. Big Floyd, right? And they're gonna ban porn. So, does that mean they banned George Floyd? Huh. 84% of organization heads are white. 73% of leadership teams are white. 67% of board members are white, and 4% are BIPOC. But they've changed it. Now, it is... Chief executives are evenly split between men and women. However, only 4% of chief executives are BIPOC women, despite comprising 20% of the U.S. population. Oh, so they're upset about the workplace diversity. And look at this! They're using... What are they using? What are they using? Ah, yes, here we go. Latinx! I want everybody that's Hispanic to fucking cringe at that. Latinx representation. Latinx. Latinx, that's what I'll call it. Latinx. Oh, man. Latinx, it fucking sounds like Twinks or something. It's like some fucking gay Spanish men or something. It's really fucking weird. It's like, why the hell? Ah, God. I know, if you can't get that out of your head, I want you to think about that every time you look at fucking Latinx, because it's fucking bullshit. It's all fucking bullshit. 84% of chief executives are white. There's too many white people in the... It's like, I don't know. See, this bullshit is crazy. And the bullshit they're doing will make them all white. It's like, it's so stupid. They're going to start race wars and bullshit. It's going to be crazy. Like, if I end up with anybody, it'll probably be some Latin American or Asian woman that's bitching about the goddamn shit. Exactly. That's probably what's going to happen. It'll be some Latin American or Asian woman and be like, these fucking crackers. Like, literally. It'll be that. And you'll be like, is that your girlfriend? Or did you find, I've got no choice, guys. You know, in our new clean Grimm's Dungeon of Comics, I got her and she bitches all the time. But, you know, it's better than nothing, right? I mean... We're getting the Mega Man 9 treatment. Or Mega Man 9. The Mighty No. 9 treatment. It's better than nothing. It's better than... It's like an anime fan crying on prom night, right? Right. That's what we're getting. That's definitely what we're getting. I still remember where they said... Though I didn't say it was better than nothing. Yes, you fucking did. This is what we're getting, guys. This is literally what's become of this fucking country. It's crazy. Just absolutely nuts. And I know nobody's here to join me, but that's fine. People just don't really care anymore. They're doing their own thing. Some people just become, you know, there's one lolcow, they find another lolcow. Like, they just go around. It's not the same kind of, thing it used to be. The manosphere is kind of dead, and a lot of stuff is just kind of, you know, people don't care anymore. It's not that interesting. But yeah, guys, so at any rate, guys, I think I'm gonna go ahead and fucking end this one, and make sure you do all the research into this. See what J.D. Vance has to say if you live in America. If you don't, then yeah, it won't pertain to you, but you're still gonna lose out on your Western industry. Because they're not gonna fucking bring you. You think they're gonna bring you your games over in English when we don't have anybody to translate them? I mean, they could start European branches, but I don't know how that would even work, right? I mean, Patreon European, it could happen. I mean, a lot of things could happen. But you know, we can try to predict the future all we want. It hasn't happened yet, so we don't know. It might not be so bad, or it might be the worst thing ever. But that's with anything, right? I mean, they said, this Holocaust, it might not be so bad. Like, oh my god, that was totally the worst thing ever. So, yeah, I mean, comparing it to the Holocaust, yeah, that might be a little rough. But I'm just saying, with any bad situation, like any bad situation, oh, this communism, it might not be so bad. Oh my god, that was the worst thing ever. I gotta wait in line for bread. Yeah, let's not do that. But all right, guys, I'm out, and I guess I'll see you next time when I've got something to rant about. Later.